The report finds culture is as central to people's lives as our health, economics, and politics. While cultural values can unite societies for good, the UN report says they often can lead to harm. It says women frequently are denied basic rights in the name of culture. They often are victims of coercion, which make them powerless to resist practices that can cause great distress. In the name of tradition, the report says many societies practice child marriage, which is a leading cause of obstetric fistula and maternal death. Siri Tellier, UN Population Fund Director in Geneva, says female genital mutilation is a common practice in many countries. She says this tradition is considered necessary to protect the honor of the girl and the social status of her family. Tellier says the practice is often wrongfully perceived as having a religious foundation.
And actually, a number of religious leaders, particularly Muslim religious leaders, in countries as diverse as Netherlands and Somalia, have issued statements against it, saying it is against Islam and saying it has important health consequences, adverse health consequences. To give an example, recently a number of communities in Uganda, together as a community, decided to abandon the practice, and they were encouraged by a resolution which was passed last year in the UN.
Tellier says human rights can have practical applications at the community level and that religious leaders can help promote human rights. The UN report acknowledges that religion is central to many people's lives, but it notes that religion can be used to justify blatant human rights violations, such as so-called honor killings, when women who are believed to have dishonored their families are killed by a relative. The report says cultural norms and traditions may perpetuate gender-based violence, and both women and men learn to turn a blind eye toward these practices. The United Nations says about 500,000 women die each year from causes related to pregnancy or childbirth. Most of these maternal deaths occur in Africa. The report says many of these deaths occur because of cultural reasons that promote home deliveries. It says these births often take place in unsanitary conditions rather than in a hospital. The report notes that cultural sensitivity can lead to better reproductive health and rights. It recommends getting men involved in the design, implementation, and delivery of reproductive health programs to help overcome cultural resistance to contraception and family planning. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.